So, if Nalakuvir and Manikru got Prema Bhakti, then why didn't they untie Krishna before they left? That they just went like that only to heavens, that indicate that they were not all that selflessly in a service mood. Not necessarily, because while they were in Vrindavan, at that time they also appreciated how exalted were the pastimes of Vrindavan. And they recognized that the Lord has having some Leela going on over here. So they played the role that they had to play. That they just demonstrated there how Krishna is so powerful that he can liberate even those who are bound. Not just Krishna can liberate those who are bound, Krishna, when he is bound, can liberate those who are bound. So that was what Krishna demonstrated through this pastime. And after that, there was some other purpose to be served. So later on, it is said that Nanda Maharaj comes. So even the point that is demonstrated later on is that actually, then the Gopas try to untie Krishna, but they can't untie Krishna. And it's Nanda Maharaj who comes. Nanda Maharaj, after the trees have fallen, Nanda Maharaj comes and he unties Krishna. So it's like his love is also Sakhya Ras and Vatsalya Ras. So Vatsalya Ras is the same level, Sakhya is one level lower. So that what they have been tied by, what Krishna has been tied by, is not simply physical ropes. Sita Graivam Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. He was bound by love, by devotion. And although they had the Nalakuvera and Bhringaryu had got Prema Bhakti, but their level of devotion was nowhere near the Vrajavasi's level of devotion. And so they couldn't untie, even the Gopas couldn't untie. Only someone who had a similar level of devotion, and the Maharaj, he was able to untie. And at that point, they had a part in that Leela. That part was to demonstrate that Krishna, even when he's a small child, he has unlimited mystic powers. After that part was demonstrated, they offered their prayers to Krishna and then they left from there. Okay. Thank you.